Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, happy Thursday to you. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Still reeling a little bit from Monday night when the Texans fell to the Bucks. Sorry to keep mentioning it, but one of the things that happened in the game that kind of caught people's fancy was when Nick Chubb finally breaks through, it feels like a triumphant moment. At least I could speak for us in the press box at that moment. It was like, wow, finally you break through. Finally you have a because especially with Nick Chubb, when he runs the football, he is a battering ram of sorts.
Yeah.
You know, you don't breach on the first run. You keep battering, and eventually, boom, we breach, and now you make this happen. It felt like finally you have that happen. And then people look up and they go, nah, they let him score. And we were like, maybe, but also, I don't know.
It's funny the arc of this whole conversation. Like, in real time, I didn't even consider it.
No, neither did I.
Like, in real time, I'm like, yeah, that's the Chubb I've been talking about.
Didn't even consider. I talk about it all the time.
All right. Okay.
By the way, who call it a Chubb?
I know. That's an
not
old,
me.
That's an old.
713-572-4610.
I'm going to say, is this 1940?
Yeah. So real time, didn't even consider it. After the game, you know, you hear or see a couple things, and you're like, nah. Then you see a little more, and you're like, well, they did kind of let up a little bit there. So you start to kind of, you know, maybe postulate that they did it.
And then you start Zapruder filming.
Then you watch it a little closer. And by yesterday, I was like, yep, they did it. They let him score.
I never got that far. Yeah. I think the thing that I got to was like, man, the front line looks like they're trying here. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't feel like guys are just not trying. But once he broke the line,
yeah.
I'm looking at that deep safety and I'm like, I know you could take a better pursuit angle than that.
Yeah.
And I know you got a higher gear than that.
Yeah.
And so it did make me go, all right, maybe I think Seth probably put it best. Like, maybe the rules were if you can stuff it, stuff the run.
Right.
And if you can't, then let it go. It seemed like the Tampa media got started asking fellas about this.
Right.
And I want to take you through the gamut of responses so that we can put this to bed finally and turn the page entirely on this. This is head coach Todd Bowles of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on this topic.
I don't think it matters. We won the game. So we'll go from there.
Not gonna tell us?
At all.
That was the best part.
You're at all.
At all.
I'm not going to tell you at all.
Well, you kind of just did.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he? Because is that one of those things where, like, I always think about
it. Or he's taking a bow even though it was an accident.
I think about this with artists, right? Like, when you see an artist or like a writer and they wrote a book and somebody's like, well, were you trying to say that, you know, with this, when the, you know, you said that the flag was blue. Is that trying to say that there's a sadness? And they're just like, sure.
Yeah, that's,
when in all reality, they meant the flag was blue.
But blue sounds good.
You know what I mean? Like, so I do wonder how that is. But let's dig a little deeper. Maybe Todd was just being bashful. How about Antoine Whitfield Jr., the safety for the Bucks?
It was a great run. It was a great run. I'm going to say that.
Come on.
It was a good run by him.
Was it an instant decision by you, or was this something we talked about on the sideline?
Like I said before, it was a great run.
Come on, man. Okay, so we're going to hear from another one here in a second, but those two dudes, Todd Bowles and Antoine Whitfield, obviously you heard what they said, and we can interpret it how you want. I know we've all seen the video. they each had that little bleep-eaten grin on their face when they were answering.
You could see their grin?
They were just kind of going, it was a great run. And they're, you know, trying.
Oh, you mean on the, I thought you meant on the play. I'm thinking like you watching the All-22, like, is that a smile?
No. They had, like, when they were answering, they kind of like, so it was, like I said, the arc went to yesterday. I said, yeah, they did it. After I heard all this, I said, oh, for sure.
And then real quick, on the back end of this is Tyke Smith. He's the strong safety. This was his response to all of it.
Tyke, it's pretty apparent that once Chubb got somewhere on that field, you guys are going to let him score to get the ball back to the offense. How does that work as far as his 25-yard run goes?
I think it was a good run, good play call for Wiz, and then kudos on.
Yeah, just stick with that story.
And one of them said, maybe it was him and I missed it, said, we'll leave it at that. When you say we'll leave it at that.
That was Antoine.
Yeah, that was Antoine.
But ultimately, the thing that this brings up, honestly, whether it's true or not, one, it's very clear that there was a message in the meetings that, hey,
just call it a great run.
Whether it was called or not, like, hey, we're going to leave this up to believe, because at the very least, this builds the mythos of Todd Bowles. Mm-hmm. Now other teams are like, oh, what is he thinking of over there? Like, what's behind the eyes? But I think that this does, we can use a little bit of a mirror and look back at D'Amico Ryans, and I go, in that situation, I do wonder, was there any consideration for what the circumstances were? And I think that for me, I also would take the 7 in that place, because it was 2:22, I think.
It was 2:15,
or something like that. So you have
three timeouts
and the two-minute warning, right? But I still think, I do wonder, we've seen enough from D'Amico Ryans in various ways that I think you can ask questions on how deep he's considering the game outside of just our defense, our offense, which again, we still all have like questions about, our special teams. But how much are you considering all the various situational places? Because again, I think with coaching, the point that you ask for is not just getting guys to do the right things, but creating advantages. And little things like this are advantages that can be created from the sidelines that I don't know that D'Amico Ryans is doing nearly as much.
No, that's exactly where I wound up. And sort of three thoughts keep sort of bouncing around in my head, because there is the whole sort of just coolness or just intrigue of the fact that they probably did this. And I'll say probably, even though I think they did. But there's that intrigue there. But underlying to that is, this is what makes a coach elite. Like, there are really good coaches. We know D'Amico Ryans, and I'm not criticizing by any stretch, because this is something that you learn as you go. And Todd Bowles has been in the game for a long time. There are really good coaches. And then there are things that elite coaches do. And I don't know how many times Todd Bowles has been called elite, but this was an elite move if, as I believe, they did this on purpose. And so there's a little bit of a, you know, a serious let's talk about this kind of element here, because I was frankly, if, you know, I wish, I'll put it this way, I wish D'Amico was as quick on his feet as Todd Bowles was, whether it was pre-planned or it was just something they practiced. Hey, if he gets into a certain situation, let him go. That to me was impressive, however you cut it, with Todd Bowles.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I don't want to go too far on this because it ultimately worked out for them. They did end up in a situation where they're in 4th and 10 and they needed a godsend type.
But they had the timeouts. They had the 2-minute warning.
Yeah, they had, when it comes to the coaching situation.
See, that's the thing. They had all the time in the world where if the Texans just kind of – I don't know if they was going to milk the clock, but – it would have took a lot of time off to score.
And I mean, there's been questions about like once the Bucs did get into the red zone, right, with the Cade Otton catch, you had timeouts and you took them to the house at the end of this game, right? Like, we've had questions about timeout usage at times. We've had questions about when you decide to play for a field goal. We've had questions of when you decide to just burn the seconds at the end of a half. And all of those things are places, small places where, again, and I told you I'd use this phrase a lot, where the margins, I feel like the margins either get thinner or they get wider. And it feels like there aren't very many things that come from the sideline that create the widening of margins.
Glad
for
you
Texas
said that
team.
Because that's the second thought I had. And really, there's a lot to talk about with Nick Caley, and I truly feel bad sometimes that it sounds like I'm bashing him. But the second thought I had, and we're just being honest here, I wish Caley or someone on the offensive staff had told the offense, forget what they were doing, had told the Texans offense, hey, if we get down, in chip shot range, go down, make them use their timeouts, make them use the 2-minute warning, and burn some clock. Because that's the other side of this. Like, offensively, you have to be smart enough to say, there's only 2:15 left. If we milk this thing, if we get into wide open, don't run in the end zone per se. I know, because you're only down 1 point, it's chip shot, and it's Fairbairn who's been hot.
Yeah, see, I thought about that too, but I felt like they kind of wanted a statement. I felt like they were trying to score. I felt like they weren't trying to play for a little chip shot, and I wasn't confident.
You got to win though, man.
I get that, but they couldn't even get in at the 1 yard line. I want to say it was a little earlier in the game. So I'm like, man, I don't know about.
Goal. Well, the thing about kicking a field goal is then you go up 2 and a field goal downs you, and especially with the new kickoff.
What if there's 10 seconds left?
I don't know that you're getting down to 10 seconds. Well,
if you go down using 2-minute warning,
you would have had to try.
If they were under a minute or something like that, then I totally get that part. But it was still a lot of time left in the game. And I think they were probably just trying to score. They were trying to, it seemed like they was kind of grooving. So they were trying to score.
No, and I'm with you there. Like, and I think, I mean, at that point, you had given up 14 points. I think that there was a level of belief in your defense, even though they'd kind of been, they'd been matriculated down the field upon, I guess, in a way of speaking. But I think if you were trying to get all that time off, you would have had to stop before you got to the 10 to try and, like, give yourself an opportunity to pick up a first down and then do some more. Because you're trying to burn their timeouts in addition to running the clock down in that moment. Mm-hmm. But the thing about it is, if you kick the field goal there, then they only have to get into field goal range to go and beat you. And I do wonder how much a consideration for the amount of plays that the defense had been on the field was from, like, Todd Bowles or maybe D'Amico Ryans, and whether or not that was the case. Mm-hmm. I think for me, the larger part of this conversation is not necessarily hyper-analyzing that individual, but it gives us an opportunity and a touchstone to look at the larger portion of game management, but not just game management, a level deeper of, Are there things that D'Amico Ryans adds into on top of? Because right now we're frustrated with the regular, coaching aspect of it. But we can be honest. D'Amico Ryans has brought this team very far from a coaching aspect.
Yes.
I think if we want to give him the benefit of the doubt, we can there. I think that there is a fair question to ask about what are the additional little add-ons that D'Amico Ryans brings. And I don't know how many of those I see as of right now. I might just need to take more time to examine it. But right now I'm looking for where are the little advantages that are created by D'Amico Ryans and a coach. Like that would be the case there if we're viewing that from Todd Bowles.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll keep looking at this here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, in honor of Todd Bowles, maybe, possibly, seemingly duping the Texans, our question of the day, 713-572-4610. What was the time that you were duped? Let's have a little fun with that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.